Special town. I'd like to
Mm-hmm.
welcome everyone to the special town council meeting on Thursday, the 23rd of April. It is 1 p.m., and we have all the town council members are present, except for Jim Truitt, Mayor Truitt. And it's a special meeting, and Nikki, you might have to help me through some of this. I'm not looking at the agenda, but it was discussion or action on approval of additional, I think, $7,000 to finish the and repair the road going to the landfill. Is that close to what was said on the
Yep,
agenda?
that's
Okay.
exactly it.
And for Sandy's benefit, I'll kind of give her a fast rundown, Sandy.
Okay, I'm bouncing you.
So we've kind of been going two different directions on this. Blaine had been working with our guys, Richard Hansen and Kurt, to kind of do a patch job to the road. To give you more background on the road's going into the cemetery or to the dump, soon to be cemetery, was probably built in the 1960s when my dad was the mayor, and I'm guessing he probably had Jack Stoker and Ray Waynesgart or Ray Peterson build the thing, and it hasn't had a lot of help or work since then. About 16 years ago, Lonnie Bailey did some improvements to it. We actually had a chamber of construction. I could put a sifter up there, and they got some road base out of the material we had there, and they took the rocks and we took the road base, and Lonnie kind of just added road base to it to try to hip patch it a little bit, but it really hasn't had any major maintenance for a long, long time. In the meantime, we have many loads of dirt that we have been offered, and I think there's 60 loads going in the next few days or weeks, and we need to be good neighbors. And so two things. One, the dirt road creates lots of dust, but there's also lots of potholes, so it makes the trucks chatter and make a lot of noise. So we're trying to mitigate the noise and dust and just have a good road to go in there.
Talking. All right, let me make sure we're all straight. We're talking about the new road we're making going through the neighborhood to go to the new cemetery. Is that what we're talking
No, we're talking
about?
about the old road. The
Oh,
old
okay.
Because we're going in through both roads with the dirt.
I'm
So
just saying. Oh, I didn't know we were going in the old road with dirt. Okay. Okay.
So, and I saw Jim is now on. Jim Truitt's with us too, so we have a full quorum. We've been had been given a couple of estimates and bids, and we at the last town council meeting approved up to $20,000, but our hope was that we could just do the kind of the patch job and do it cheaper than instead of doing a full overlay of new road base and have it laid down properly. We were hoping we could just have our guys do it a little cheaper. On Sunday, I met with Lonnie and with Blaine, Lonnie Bailey and Blaine, our maintenance guy, and we kind of came to the agreement that it needed much more than just a patch job. And so we kind of went with that in that direction and realized it was probably going to take the 20,000 and maybe a little bit more. And then on yesterday, on Tuesday, I guess it was, I met with Lewis and Bruce. We kind of walked the roads as well, and I think they'll probably agree that it's in really bad shape. And like I say, not just for the access portion of it, but for the being a good neighbor portion and noise and dust and everything. So we got the revised bid, and it came in a little higher. They're also going to do a little bit of an area. So there's the two big 90-degree turns as you go right through the gate. There's a 90-degree turn that turns to the south, and then you go down behind Claypolder's place, and it turns back to the east. And we're hoping and thinking that we can actually have them go in with the road grader on both those corners and widen them out enough that a bigger truck with a trailer can actually make it through and make it around those corners to get in there easily. They can't do it because there's the scrub and the everything on the sides of the road. So they're going to kind of widen that out. And then so the total process they're going to do, they're going to go in and grade it down, which there's not a lot of material left to grade, but they're going to grade it. They're going to widen it out all the way to the fence lines. And then they are going to come in with their paver. This is post asphalt, I guess, is a company. They're going to go in with their paver that lays down 3 inches. That's the other thing. We went from 2 inches to 3 inches. So they're going to lay down 3 inches of road base, of state road quality road base, and then roll it and pack it. And then they'll put water on it after that. And then we'll have another company come in and put some mag chloride, which cuts down on the dust and helps to solidify all the dirt compounds. So that's where we're at. But it ended up being a little bit more for a couple of reasons. One was we're doing a bigger area now, but also because we're going with 3 inches instead of 2 inches. The one big savings we're getting is they had originally given us a quote with bringing the material from Ogden, and Lonnie Bailey was able to get us some local material that his employer Cardin Farms has, and so we save on the truck time. He said they can do probably 3 loads of his material because they're just going from up by Cardin Farms. They can do 3 loads in the time it would take them to do 1 load to Ogden, or maybe even more than that. So they're saving substantially on truck time. So we're going to save about $5,000 on going that route. So anyway, long story short is we tried to do it with just a more of a shoestring, but realized it's going to take much more than that to do it right. And so that's where we're at, is just approving the extra $7,000.
I got different papers here. So what's the total bid price from Post? Is it the 29,555?
So it's a little confusing because that's the price with them providing the material from Ogden. I'm not sure
Okay.
where they get it. The 17, whatever the 17 is, I'm just looking on my phone, but the 17 is
999. It's almost 18,000. 17,990.
okay. So that's without any material, and then there was a separate invoice. I think you should have it. There's a separate invoice for about 6,800 from Cardin
Right.
Farms that would
Yeah,
be the
please.
material locally.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that'd be the 17 plus, and then the other charge would be the 1,200 or so for the mag chloride. The one good thing we get from Post is they bring the roller, they bring the paver, they bring the road grader. They do it all everything, except for they aren't doing the mag chloride, but they're going to prep it for the mag chloride. Another company is doing the mag chloride, and Lonnie found the guy that'll do it for almost half of what the guy who did it last year is doing it for. So, and he's also going to touch up the road, the other road going in on the east side that you were referencing. He's going to go over that again too. So,
Is anyone still dirt or what? I've never been over there.
is it what?
I've never been to that one, the new road going into the cemetery. Is that a dirt road?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So it's the road
Are
that
we?
goes to Ed Rich's house. You know where Ed Rich's house is up on the hill?
I think I've never really went that over that road or over that direction, so I
Yeah, if
guess.
you go in by the state road shed and then kind of wind back into the south, there's a few houses back there, and then there's the road that goes alongside of our property, and then up to Ed Rich's house. So it's his road.
Now, are we paving that with this particular job?
We are not. We actually did
Okay.
part of, we did part of that last year, so we're not doing that. But they are going to just. I asked them just to go. There's a couple of places that need to be repaired. Just
Okay.
some 5 gallon buckets of dirt and roll it out. So we are going to put mag chloride over that again just to further
Okay.
strengthen that. So,
All right.
Lewis, is that pretty accurate to what we saw?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, I just for clarity, is this the existing road that we've been using all along?
It's the original existing road, yeah.
Yeah, it needs work bad, Sandy.
Oh, I
Yeah.
know. It does. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. She's got herself to the ball.
Richard, the other thing too, I just want to say I really like that you're going with the three inch drop and also the mag chloride. I hear a lot of great things about that.
Yeah, so we looked at the what we did last year on the other road on the east side, and you probably haven't seen that, Jim, but it's the road going up to Ed Rich's house. We did do it a little bit an overlay on that, and in exchange for getting access to that side of the dump, and it's in really good shape. There are just a couple of small potholes in a couple of places, but it's set with mag chloride. It's solid. There's no dust. It's a really good. It's a nice road. So.
Yeah, and the other, not to keep this dragged out, but I really, again, like the 3 inch because a lot of heavy trucks coming in there bringing dirt or whatever, right, will crush that
Yeah,
road. So it
for
really
sure.
needs to be thick, like what you're suggesting, 3 inch. So good job.
All right, so just looking for a motion to approve that extra expenditure.
One of the questions since I've been on. feel like I've been away for a while. Not, it hasn't really been that long, but my head is messed up.
Yeah, I know. That's about.
Oh gosh, I have to tell you this story. But coming home is like 25 hours of airports and airplanes straight.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Okay, so this is saying that we are approving an additional $7,000 for this particular project. When did we approve the original portion less that $7,000?
That's me.
Oh, okay, that's why I missed it then. Okay, past meeting.
So, and I'll tell you one more thing. So this there was some urgency because Post had an opening and they were actually talking about doing it today. And that's why we had this kind of emergency meeting. It turns out they filled that slot and it'll probably be done next week or the week after. So yeah, so that's kind of where we're at on timeline.
You looking for a motion, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we go on the mayor's recommendation to have Post come in and with a 3-inch overlay with mag chloride to repair our road coming into the landfill.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a looking for a
I'll
second.
Make a second. I'll make a second.
All right, we have a motion.
Exactly that. Is that okay? This approves that yeah. Dollar.
Can I maybe amend that motion? But
yeah.
I'm reading it from the agenda. And it's let me just read it and then maybe you can amend your motion, Jim. Discussion action on approval of an additional $7,000. To improve and repair the road leading to the green waste facility.
Yep, so moved. Yep, for sure.
Okay, yeah, that's a little more accurate because we already approved the other.
So. Yeah, I forgot to add the 7,000. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion, and Sandy, I think you
I'll
seconded
second
the original. You'll second the amended motion. And any further discussion? And a roll call vote starting with Jim.
Yeah, yes.
And Lewis.
Aye.
And Sandy?
Aye.
Lucia? Oh, Sandy, I am Bruce.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Motion passes. It sounded like everybody was in favor of it.
Richard vote?
And yeah, he voted.
Chair votes aye. Yeah, chair votes aye.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thank you.
And by acclamation, I'll say that we are adjourning the meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
you.
Yes,
have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.